Hi, my name is Ashley Utek, and today I'm going to talk to you about my personal family experiences with Teach for America. Both a cousin and my sister's husband were employed by the program. My cousin Megan, as a core member in a rural Hawaiian community, and my brother-in-law Eddie, as a mentor teacher who now works as an administrator in Colorado Springs. The teachers, or core members, as Teach for America calls them, are required to teach for 2 years, completing their teacher licensing and community involvement component in the process. After 2 years, these core members could leave the program with a Teach for America endorsement. Eddie was on a year-to-year contract with the title of Manager of Teacher Leadership and Development, or MTLD for short. As the MTLD for about 30 core members, Eddie's goal was to increase the retention of core members to a minimum of 3 years. Eddie's core member retention rate was 39%, while the entire Colorado Springs region had a rate of 22%. Eddie's job entailed instructional coaching, navigating skills between administrators and teachers, and basic life coaching, since most of the core members were teachers with minimal experience and came from some significant privilege. The schools in which they were assigned posed significant need and were difficult to staff, hence Teach for America's involvement. Eddie indicated that he resigned after 2 years because he felt like he had accomplished everything he needed in order to become a school administrator, and he disliked that his job largely became that of a mental health counselor for unsuspecting core members. That brings me to my cousin Megan. Megan was assigned to a rural school in Hawaii. At first, she was excited to teach in Paradise, but excitement quickly turned to sorrow as she saw the conditions that these children were exposed to. There were holes in her classroom floor where you could see the dirt below, leaks in her ceiling with buckets to catch the rain, and so on. Megan stated that the most difficult part was that the fifth grade class she taught had most of the students on a kindergarten or first grade reading level. Here she was with only a 5-week crash course in being a teacher. She said she felt wholly unprepared for just how difficult her job would be. The mentor teacher that was assigned to her lived 2 hours away in the closest city and was only available once a month. After her 2-year contract, Megan left the program. She said it was way too much emotionally with zero support and experience. Eddie was of the opinion that Teach for America should be a minimum of 3 to 4 year commitment. His reasoning was simple. Most teachers don't find their professional groove until at least year 3 or 4. He postulated that Teach for America would have a higher retention rate of quality teachers that would stay in the profession. The way Teach for America is structured now, high rates of retention are unlikely.